Welcome to the Bitchpedia Podcast with Jonathan Chandler. I'm your host, of course, Jonathan Chandler. And y'all, I have tried to do this little disclaimer intro 10 times. And then, like, I had to delete it because this is why I need a Sheldon in my life. I need me a little geek, little nerd, motherfucker, because I can't. The reason why I'm doing this disclaimer, though, is because, I wanted y'all to have theme music because we all need something to, like, you know, something for the girls and the gays to, you know, rock their bobs back and forth, you know, twerk a little bit, you know, get your clappers up and down to some type of music. Like, I just wanted y'all to have something to, you know, tap your foot to or something, child. So I went on the royalty-free website to find it because, bitch, I'm not finna rap or sing like the fuck I look like. No shade. That's just not my thing. I'm not about to come up on here and give karaoke teas. Like, this is not karaoke. This is the Bitchpedia. So I'm searching it up. I look up for, like, you know, hip hop, EDM, like not even EDM, just like dance house music, something you can vogue to or twerk to or both. You know what I mean? Maybe something Big Frida-ish. And child, I find a whole bunch of this little beep boop 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 beep 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 boop 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 glitch 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 Jimmy Neutron ass music, and I'm just not here for it. No shades to the people that uploaded to these libraries where I can get intro music from, but it's given very much like driving a PT Cruiser through the Chrysler building while doing backflips and, I don't know, smoking a squirrel. Like, it was all over the place. And I'm just not the type of bitch. Like, I can't do all over the place ass theme music. Like, I want something I could tap my foot to, not feel like I'm doing, like, acid. No shades to the people that do acid. I bet y'all are lovely people. But it's just not for me. So I was just not feeling it, which is why we just don't have theme music. I'm probably going to just do a little code open or something like that. Because it's just like, what do y'all think I am? Like, I'm listening to this music. I'm like, do y'all really think people are about to just upload this to their podcast? I understand they're doing it for free. You should be grateful. But goddamn, don't upload it if you know it sound like shit. If you know it's giving boop boop beep boop 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 beep 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 beep, like if you know it's giving very much boop 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 beep 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 beep, like don't upload it because I feel like I'm doing acid while, I don't know, running with some bunnies while, I don't know, freaking line dancing. Like, it's just too much. It was given too much. So I said, fuck it, we're just gonna do a cold open. It's gonna give SNL. It's gonna give very much, you know, just unedited, unfiltered. I mean, everyone wants to call themselves unedited, unfiltered, but they still filter up and edit up. So you're just gonna get everything 100% raw until I find something that's bad bitch music. Because one thing about it, two things for show, I don't want y'all listening to no beep 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 music. Like, no. This is not no, like, we're not about to do drugs. We're about to talk about housewives. Like, we're not about to, you know, do what they do where they do it at. Like, I'm just saying, no shades to the people that do it where they do it at. It's just like, it wasn't given. And I listened to about 30 songs. And then somebody had the audacity to rap on their stuff. And it's just like, if I wanted to hear a rap, I would open my phone, go to the iTunes, and listen to rap. And everybody think they Drake, child. Anyways, because I didn't want to go into the horrible ass songs I heard. It was just this one person that just thought they were given very much Marvin's Room. And it was given Playhouse Disney. It was given Jimmy Neutron. It was given Vogue without the Vogue. Calvin without the Harris. You know what I mean? Like, it was just given Nicki without the Minaj. Doja without the Cat. It was just not given, but it's okay. Everybody has a dream. You know, people should be able to dream. And if music is their thing, hell, I'm doing a podcast without theme music. Hell, do music without any type of, with tone deafness. That if that's for you, that's for you. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was an amazing episode. I'm sorry about the rant, but it was just like, goddamn. But it was an amazing episode. I did it with Samantha Bush, whom I enjoy, aka Bravo Historian. She has amazing perspectives on a lot of the shows that we love. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoy it. Also, I know not everyone's going to want to listen to this. So there is definitely a timestamp. If you listen to this and you feel like your time was wasted, didn't nobody tell you to watch this without looking at the link in the bio? Not link in the bio, but like episode description. If you didn't look at it, that's your fault. That has nothing to do with me, love. I'm going to put a nice old timestamp on here so you don't have to hear me rant, okay? And one more thing, not everyone is Drake. All right, have a wonderful, wonderful day and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Bitchpedia with Jonathan Chandler. I am your host, of course, Jonathan Chandler. And I have one of my favorite people in the world. It's the OG of the IG, the baddest fucking bitch on Instagram, the legend herself, Samantha Bush, aka Bravo Historian. Welcome to the podcast, Sam.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm so excited.
Listen, I am so excited for this interview because we're always chatting enough about Bravo shows and whatnot. And I
Yeah.
feel like people need to hear this conversation, you know? Like,
Yeah, I feel like our relationship has really taken off.
yeah,
Like, we've moved
because I'm
quickly.
huh?
We've moved quickly.
Very quickly, because we've known each other only for like a few months, and like we'll literally
Yeah.
tell each other really personal things that I don't think I would share with other people that I met on.
No, I'm like, oh, this is an internet stranger. I need to be careful.
The other day, Sam was like, "What's your address?" And I'm like, "Oh, of course. Here is it." And I'm like, "I would never just like send that to anyone else." But I'm like, "What the fuck is she gonna do with it?" Like, it's
Yeah, I mean, it'd be definitely weirder, I think, if I lived closer, to be honest, because you'd be like,
yeah.
"Bitch, are you about to like drive by my house?"
Imagine,
But
how
I
come?
live far away.
Listen, you do live far away, so that's why I was like, okay, part of the reason why, okay, let me just send it to her. Also just super funny, and you run one of the biggest Bravo accounts, Bravo Historian, which we love. How did you start that account? How did that come into about? Come into about, how did
So
it come about?
it was super random.
Tell me, how was it super rant? Oh my gosh,
Okay.
people.
So one of my best friends, Steve, he runs Spaces by Bravo. And so he and I met through this like Bravo community literally like probably 4 years ago, maybe. Like a long, long time ago. And he made his account and I was like, wow, that looks really cool. Like what a cool outlet that would be like to just talk about
Bravo.
whatever I want. And then I started my account and I don't want to say I never wanted, but I kind of never expected it to like grow.
Right.
I had never really thought that far ahead.
Love that for
Because I'm not like a big planner. Like, I don't plan that far ahead usually. Like, I'm not like, oh, this is what I want to do. This is like a career path for me. I was just like, this is something cool. No one in my life talks about this stuff. Like, I want to talk to people that I can relate to, that can relate to me. And then it just kind of grew and grew. And now, I mean,
you're the OG of the IG. I mean, you're literally a
well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because at the time it was like me. So the only people really that I knew of that did like Bravo Instagram or anything like that was like Danny Pellegrino, two judgy girls, and then like Dave Quinn, but he was more on Twitter. So he wasn't really on Instagram that much. Like his Instagram was much more like just his personal life.
Right.
So then when Steve started it, I was like, oh, that's cool. So him and I kind of just were like, doo-doo-doo, like whatever. And then, I mean, now there's like a ton of Bravo accounts, which I love because it gives everybody room to like have their voice and their opinion. So that's really, really cool.
Listen, I love that story. And the fact that you've grown your account like over these years, like that's like absolutely just like congrats. Like literally, because you put, listen, I know you look at it as just like another account, but you do put hard work into your shit. Like this is like you're not just like slapping shit together in my opinion.
Here's the thing, like I didn't tell people in my life, like my friends or my family, that I had this account, I think, for like a year. Like I was so embarrassed because they're like, what the fuck? Like my friends don't watch Bravo.
Right.
My friends are like not into that stuff at all. So they were, but they've always known that I have been. So they weren't surprised, but they were like, oh my God, like that's so cool, whatever. I mean, they still don't really get it, but they're like supportive. You know what I mean? They're like supportive from like a distance. They're like, we have no idea what you're talking about. Like, same with my mom. Like, she watches every single one of my Instagram stories and she'll like, she's so cute. She'll like text me or like when I see her, she's like, what's going on with Teresa? You know, the one with the forehead? I'm like, okay, there we go. Like, so
Listen,
it's kind of funny.
that's amazing, and I love that. Like all of like you said, like they don't necessarily know what it's about, but they're so supportive of it. They're kind of like, okay, like in passing, they might, if you mention a show or two, they might be like, oh, you know what? I saw it on your Instagram. Like, I kind of know what you're talking about. So like,
yeah. So like when the Kelly Dodd thing happened, they had no idea what was going on. Like, cause they don't follow it like that. Like they're not like following like the news right. of it all. They're just like, oh, Sam posted this thing. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Yeah. But it's something that I really enjoy doing. And it's something that I didn't really realize how much I loved it until I like shut my account down for a week. Because I just feel like it's just such a great outlet. And also I love just talking with people. Like I don't care about followers or my likes or my engagement. I don't even know about that stuff really. Like I just am learning about it. I really just like talking with everybody, like going in my DMs. I mean, I don't really get a lot of like mean DMs. It's all like really positive. So
I love that. And yeah. I think, like, you have like a really genuine connection to it. You're not like trying to like star on Vanderpump Rules Detroit like next year. Like you're like
could you imagine? That would be
the star, but let's be real. Let's be
no, I, here's the thing. Like, so I love the Housewives so much mm-hmm. and everything. I just don't really want to be their friend. Like, yeah. I wanna just be a viewer. I want to comment on it. Like, I'll be like, you know, to Tiffany Moon, be like, love you so much. Like, but I don't want like her phone number. Like, I don't want to call these people on the phone and like hear the behind the scenes drama, because I like hearing it from afar. Like I have friends that know what's going on behind the scenes, but and they tell me sometimes, but overall I'm like, no, I'm good with that.
And that makes total sense, because I feel like that would ruin kind of the experience of the show if someone's always coming to you like, what really happened behind the scenes on this episode is this and this and this happened, and you're like, what? Like, I don't
know. Well, that is kind of what happened last season with New York with Dorinda, because I knew what was going on behind the scenes with Dorinda and Tinsley,
right?
So it made me team Dorinda mm-hmm. and everybody else was team Tinsley, and I wasn't team Dorinda to try to be like controversial or like have a hot take or whatever. I was like, I just kind of know what's going on and I can't really talk about it. So it was like, it was literally killing me, because people were like, you have shitty opinions. And I was like, oh, like I wanted to say so badly, but.
Do you think that just proves to you like the power of editing? Like everyone.
100%.
Yeah.
And what's even more shocking is like how much really goes into the show. Like there's so much like advertising, contracts, like you know, they have to be certain places at certain times and they are told, okay, discuss this at this time. I mean, what they're saying is real, obviously, but they are directed in some way to talk about certain things.
Right. I think
people. And so Dorinda lost her mind.
She literally lost her mind.
I think
that people have this perception, it's going to sound stupid, but they think that reality TV is like a fucking documentary, that cameras follow them 24/7 and then they think these things happen. And that might have mm-hmm. been like the early, early, early days. But like, you know, it's a television show at the end of the day. You know, things have to be produced in order for shit to happen. I mean, that's just how it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I definitely think like, I mean, you get these group of like really intense personalities together, like shit will happen, but like you kind of gotta like push it a little bit. Like you,
exactly.
These women aren't gonna just, some of them aren't naturally just gonna be like, okay, let's talk about your husband. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
It makes total sense. And honestly, like, I don't mind it. Like, I don't.
Oh, I don't care either.
Exactly. You know, you see.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't.
And I love that it's still real drama. Like it's still real. And I think that that's why them having their own personal storyline is so important.
Exactly.
Because it gives them like it grounds them. And that's what I think New York was missing last year. Like, okay. Like, I don't, like, what do any of them have going on right now?
Nothing. And I
nothing.
that also shows like some of the cast, I think the producers in the network are trying to hold on to something that just isn't really there anymore for some of them, not all of them. Like Jersey has had the same cast for 3 years and like they need to switch it up next year. Like I am getting bored. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like it's like
you're one of those people that agrees with the casting thing.
That's the rumor going
around.
Well, I think that they always have casting, in my opinion. Like I'm pretty sure they're always looking for people. I don't think they're gonna have an overhaul change like next year, but I do want to see fresh blood. I did see a theory that Jackie's sister was asked to be on the show, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I want that so bad because of what supposedly came with it, which I'm pretty sure is a lie, but like I just want to see it. I feel like if Jersey's going to be a family show, then we need to switch the direction to another family, and I would be here for that.
I would be so here for that. Who would you want to see go on Jersey?
Melissa. And I'll tell you why.
Someone on Twitter calls her Crumbs Melissa, and I find it to be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. So the reason why I think she needs to go, everyone says Dolores, right? But here's my issue. Dolores is like the glue to that group, in my opinion. Especially now, I feel like she's super opinionated and I don't think she's as scared to like say something against Teresa, or as apprehensive, I should say. I think that I want them to explore her friendship with Marge more, because I feel like she's a lot closer to Marge than Teresa, but I feel like the show, in order to like keep like the dynamics true, like they kind of keep them on opposite ends. But I also think like the Dolores Frank, what is that man's name that she
David
lives? Yeah, I think that's super interesting, and I love that
she I find it to be fascinating,
super fascinating, right? Because her and Frank are fucking, like they have to be.
You think
they have to be doing something? There is no way you're with a man like Frank Catania with his, oh my god, he's so fine. There's no way that you are with Samantha. He's fine to me. I like dudes who are like,
you like the big, like juicy guys. Big
juicy dude. I do. It's true. I'm one of those bros. I just do. But
listen, I get the Frank Catania appeal. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I think he has way more going on than David. But she's with David because he's a quote unquote a good guy.
I guess so. I also
feel which like, is sad.
Yeah, because he's a safe option, right? Like safe. She also said the sex is good, so that could be it too.
With David,
she said it was good. It was either the after show or on the episode. I clearly remember her saying like the sex is like good.
But I totally agree. I think her and Marge are a lot closer than people think.
Yeah, they're way closer. You know. But I don't know if people are going to agree with this. I think Marge and Jennifer don't hate each other whatsoever. I think they actually get along pretty well. And I do think they play up their beef for cameras. I truly do.
Really?
I really do. Because there was something, okay, I'm like such a fucking conspiracy theorist. Like, don't at me, people. But at the season 10 reunion, Marge had posted this video of her like eating in her dressing room. And I know that was Jennifer sitting next to her. Like, I could hear Jennifer's fucking laugh, but you couldn't see her. And I'm convinced they just do it for cameras. I am. There's no way.
Wow.
I have a real substantial beef. Maybe later on this season, we'll see. Because I did like see Marge or Jennifer like allude to that. But like, I just think they get along way more than they put on. Truly, I do.
I just think they all need to be free of Teresa's chains.
Yeah.
Like, stop being so fucking scared of her, because at the end of the day, it is not her show. No matter what she says, I know that they stopped filming when she went to prison. I get all of that, like, blah, blah, blah.
That was, like,
five years. I understand, but, like, it's still not her show. Like, that's not the way this works.
And the reason why we can sit here and say it's not her show is because the seasons where it really was her show, like season 7, like that was boring when it was just like focused on just what she had going on. Like that was,
oh my god, that was so boring.
So boring. Like season 8 was better than that. Like
I hated that.
Yeah, because it's depressing. It's like, oh my god, Joe's gonna get deported. Oh my god, I'm going to jail again. Oh my god, I committed 41 crimes of fraud. And mind you, I'm a Teresa fan. Like, I like
right.
her. She turns up. Like, I like her. I think she's so fucking funny, but it's not her show. And, like, I don't know. Like, I think if anything, it should be the Jennifer Aydin show, because Jennifer Aydin is one of the best housewives ever, truly, honestly. And I think
she is amazing.
She's everything. You know, she reminds me of
controversial. Who?
She low-key reminds me of Vicki Gunvalson a little bit. She does. It's true.
Why? What about her?
Because I think they both come across as if they're producing themselves. And I don't think they are. I truly think that's how they like are in real life. Like, I think Jennifer is a bit pompous, a bit.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't think, I think who she is on the show is who she is in real life.
Yes. And I think Vicki is really kooky. I don't think that she like one and gets two. I truly think like she's one of those people that thinks 1 + 1 = 3. And if it's not, she'll start crying and like have a mental breakdown over it. Like, I think that's truly who they are. So that's why I think they're like one and the same. Truly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, Bethany. Wow.
Like, I totally agree with everything you're saying. I'm just like taking it all in.
Because it's like, it's a new theory. It hasn't been.
It is. I like it.
Listen, I always have a different take. And since we're here today, I wanted to, you see my transition? See how I'm trying to like transition into the
actual. Oh, look at you. You're such an EP.
I'm like the, come on, like call me Andy Cohen in this bitch. Okay. So, I put that you were coming to the show on my story. You reposted. Uh-huh. Your supporters have questions that they need answered like now.
Okay. Okay.
Questions here. Before we get into like all things Housewives and Married to Medicine, we're going to just, you know, do a little Q&A for the girls. Okay.
Okay.
Number one is, her thoughts on the Jen Shaw leaks. Curious to see if Page Six articles changed her mind.
Okay. So I've been seeing, obviously, the Jen Shaw leaked audio and video. Like, and then there's like a separate Instagram account that's like refuting all of these claims. Mm-hmm. And I've seen all of it. And the reason I haven't really touched on it mm-hmm. is it all seems like incredibly dark. Weird. And like very messy. Mm-hmm. And there's something about the audio and the video that that came out mm-hmm. that just feels, and I'm not a Jen Shaw like stan by any means. Like, she's a mess.
She is.
But there's something about this audio and this video that like just doesn't sit with me. Like, it doesn't sit right with me because it feels very choppy, or it feels like we're missing something. Like, I think Jen is crazy. Like, I mean, I definitely think like she can like go off like we have seen, but I don't think she's like that unless you push her to that point.
Exactly. And if anything,
so that's why I haven't really said anything, because I was just like, I don't know what to make of all of this.
I feel like it's a disgruntled employee. I'm not saying that she's not, like you said, I'm pretty sure she's like, no shade, low-key a shitty person. I'm not saying that she probably isn't, but right. I also think that there are like a million Jen Shaws. You watch Housewives for women like Jen Shaw. Like, if you think that's how she talks to her employees, I'm pretty sure Bethany has done the same thing. I'm pretty sure
Ramona.
Exactly, Ramona. Sonia. I bet Sonia is like the biggest bitch there is out there when it comes to her employees. She just got caught. So it's like,
right.
If you're going to cancel her, you have to cancel every single other housewife known to man.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I kind of don't think because she treats her employees like shit, she should like be fired. Like, there are people that should be fired over Jen Shaw for her doing horrible things, which might be controversial. I don't know. But like you said, it feels very like a disgruntled employee, because I'm like, what is she mad about? We never hear that. No. We only see her mad. And it's like, what are we missing?
Exactly.
We're missing something, because Coach Shaw is just standing there. Like, exactly. He clearly is co-signing whatever is going on. And I don't think he would just stand there if he didn't feel his wife had every right to react the way that she did.
I agree.
And it was kind of annoying, because people on Instagram were like tagging me and like all this shit. And I gave my opinion one time. I said, I'm not saying this isn't what happened. I'm not saying these things are fake or whatever. I go, I'm just saying it just feels weird.
Something's not right.
And then this account, like, that's putting out all this stuff about Jen Shah, I was like, this feels strange to me. Like, why are you bringing up the fact she rents? Like, that has nothing to do with this argument between her and her old employee. Like, what is the point? So then that, to me, that little thing right there, I was like, okay, that just feels like someone who just wants to take Jen Shah down. Like, it doesn't have any purpose.
This might, you know, seem a little off. Maybe this theory is so far-fetched.
What
if it's like someone, I'm not saying these aren't her employees, because I'm pretty, all the audio definitely came from people that worked for her. But what if
she
pushed to do this by either a current housewife or someone that was supposed to be a housewife, or like someone that wanted to be on the show and like is mad that Jen is on there, and they're telling
her, I mean, maybe
to do it, like push that shit out, put it out there. Because in my opinion, like, I'm sorry, I've worked in like horrible workplaces before. I'm not saying I've been ever talked to like that, but it's kind of like you're working for a housewife. You're working for a reality TV. So let's put it like that, a reality TV personality. You're going to get a reality TV personality. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know, but prayers
up. I know.
Next question. Okay. Which current Housewives franchise with its current cast would you join? They're all kind of fucked right now, but pick one.
No, I just don't know, because I would be the worst housewife ever.
You think
I would probably want to join Potomac, because I'd want to hang out with Karen and Robin, and Ashley probably would be fun, and like Candace would be fun. Like, I think I would have the most fun with them.
Love that. Love that. Okay, speaking of Potomac, someone asked, Sam, I can understand. Don't you love my segues, bitch? Okay, Sam.
Love them.
I can't understand why you don't like Monique. But what draws you to Candace? ?
Oh, okay. First, let me make this clear. I don't dislike Monique. I hated how she handled the entire situation. Doesn't mean I don't like her.
Right.
Okay. Second of all, I love Candace.
Mm-hmm. Tell them what you
because mean. I genuinely think Candace is so fucking smart and funny. Like, she is quick. Like, she just... she's ready with a comeback. She's ready with like these little witty moments. Like, I think she's just like way too smart sometimes, and people just like can't handle it.
I agree. And I also think like her, you did brought up something good. I think her and Ashley, especially her though, I think they're like the best readers. Like, you know how they're like, oh, that person can read, that person can read. That season four reunion showdown between both of them, the best read showdown we've ever had in the history of Housewives. Ever.
It was amazing. And like this past one where Ashley basically admitted that saying her baby looked like her husband was an insult, and Robin was like, oh.
She's like, oh, okay. Is that a bad thing? Or, well, I mean,
yeah.
She was like, oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I just think she's so quick. And I also just think she's really, really beautiful.
Very pretty.
I'm obsessed with her like little body.
Yeah,
like I wish my body looked like that.
She's the
best,
like
I just
good too. Like her,
I just love her.
I love her too. Stream "I See You" remix is one of the best Housewives songs ever.
Okay, and I actually think she has a good voice.
She does.
Okay,
if you guys can stream fucking Luann and fucking Kim Zolciak, like give Candace a chance and fucking that corny ass Nickelodeon ass Playhouse Disney ass song that Monique put out about dragging people. I'm sure you could listen to ICU remix. I want it played at my wedding, actually, and I want Candace to come perform. That's genuinely what I want. Oh my god, and her comeback at the season 5 reunion where they were like, what's the difference between your song and Coffee and Love? And she was like, well, mine is an actual song with no auto-tune. Like, that's like fucking genius. Like, how can you think of that at the top of your head? Like,
she just, it just comes so natural. I mean, when you have a mom like Dorothy, you have to be on your game.
Real quick. What, tell her how you call yourself. Like, what's your fan name for Candace? Like, what's her fan club name?
Oh my God. Oh, Basset Hounds.
The Basset Hounds. She's literally a Basset Hound now. So, I mean.
So, my friend Heath, who runs Bravo Over Brunch on Instagram, mm-hmm. she knows that I'm a Basset Hound. And she literally sent me a Basset Hound calendar for Christmas. I have it. Yeah. Because it was so funny.
You're literally
a Basset
Hound. The girl.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's really funny. Like, genuinely, like, I can't.
Okay. Well, people forget her last name is Bassett. Honestly, literally. They do. They were like, why do you call yourself that? I was like,
because.
Do you watch the show?
Literally, her husband is so fine. Okay, so next question. What are your thoughts about old Bravo shows, Sheer Genius, Tabitha, and current lesser spoken of show, Top Chef?
Oh, Top Chef is great, just because it's been on for so long, and like I feel like I have to stan
literally,
and it's like won a bunch of Emmys. I mean, is that something I like keep up with? No, but I respect it. And then the old Bravo shows like Tabitha, Millionaire Matchmaker, Flipping Out, like yes. those to what?
No, yes, as in like,
oh
yes.
Okay, I was like, what? Those were like an old generation of Bravo.
Yeah.
Because at the, like, they were so mean.
They were genuinely.
Like, if awful. People have a problem with the way people are spoken to now, mm-hmm. take a little dive back into that work environment because it wasn't great. Like, Jeff Lewis was a literal monster. Like, literal monster. He was terrifying. And then Rachel Zoe, I remember I watched her. She wasn't mean at all, but I definitely remember there being like work drama. And Tabitha was terrifying.
I love her though. She was
so it was just a completely different era of TV though, because I remember American Idol. I mean, the best part of American Idol was getting people to audition who were terrible and watching them and making fun of them. That would never happen now.
Exactly. That is very true.
Which is just kind of sad.
It is. Oh my God, American Idol. You just like tap like a memory in my head. First of all, Adam Lambert, love him. Sanjay, justice for Sanjay. He was like on season 7 or something like that. I forget. Oh my mm-hmm. God, Paula Abdul, the Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, Judge thing. Love that. Love.
Remember when Ellen hosted? What the fuck was that about?
She had like one artist. I forgot his name. It was like Connor, something like that. But like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck Ellen was doing on American Idol. Genuinely.
Well, and then I remember The Voice came out and it was like, we're the positive judges. Like, we don't tear people down. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I name like 10 people that have like won The Voice, like whatsoever. And
I don't know anybody that has won. Like, I don't know a single fucking person.
I don't either. It's confusing because The Voice will do a thing where like, there's a season where like Alicia Keys is a judge and then Gwen is a judge and then Christina was a judge, but she's no longer a judge. It's just really confusing to me. I can't really.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, a lot, a lot. Okay, next question. They need the tea on your dating app journey.
Oh, my dating app journey. My current journey?
I guess.
My current dating app journey? Okay. My dating app journey. I have like a love-hate relationship with dating apps. I think everybody does, but since we're in a pandemic, like what the fuck else are you supposed to do? But let's not lie. I hate when people are like, I'm only on dating apps right now because it's the COVID. No, bitch, like you were on it before.
Exactly. Stop fucking.
Like, stop. But this past year, it was like my year of yes. I was kind of saying yes to everything. And I was like, I'm learning how to date.
Period. I love that.
Because I'm one of those girls that like I meet someone and I like them and then I'm like, okay, that's it. Like I don't talk to other people.
Right.
And this year I was like, no, until you're my boyfriend, like I'm not gonna like actively talk to other people, you know? But yeah, but right now, like there is a guy that I do really like. And we're like kind of dating.
Period.
What?
I said period. Like we love
him. Yeah, he's cute. But my dating app journey, I think what people need to do is just have fun with it. Like, don't take it so seriously. And like, don't be afraid to like message them first. Like, if you're a girl, like sometimes girls are weird about that. They're like, I don't want to talk to him first. Like, bitch, just message him. Like, who cares?
Yeah, that's true. And gays are just like that too. There's some, I literally can match like 20 people and I'm like, they need to come to me. And like, I need to see what they're about. And I need to stop doing that. You know who had a good philosophy on dating?
Who?
Miranda. I like her whole entire, like, I see John when I'm in the city, but I do my own thing when I'm in the Berkshires. Like, I kind of like that. I want
more. And that's what I like too. Like, people need to define their relationships the way that they define their relationships.
Right.
Like, people are really hard on Bronwyn and Sean, but like, they're very open about the fact that they don't have it figured out.
Right.
I'm like, they're not pretending that everything is perfect.
Exactly.
Like, they're over there like, we're in therapy. This sucks. We don't know what to do. Like, we have 7 fucking kids together, and I'm a lesbian now. Like, things are weird. Like, it's complicated.
Getting weird.
So, like, dating is super, I don't know. I think you can have, like, a lot of fun with it. I don't know.
I love that philosophy. Okay.
Yeah, don't take it too seriously.
What did she go to school for? I love her writing.
Oh my God. So, okay, this is probably my biggest flex.
Okay.
But I didn't go to school.
Period.
I did for a minute, but I never graduated. I mean, if we're going to get like, do you want me to get like really personal or like what's the vibe?
The vibe is, this is your platform. Get personal if you want, girl.
Okay. I'm like so stressed. Because this is something that I don't really talk about literally ever. Like, it's because it's also something that I'm like kind of embarrassed by as well. Like, I hate when you go out on dates with someone and they're like, oh, where did you go to school? And you're just like, I didn't.
Girl, that's okay.
It's hard because I think like living in the Midwest, like everybody has this like, okay, you go to college and then you find someone, then you get married and then you have kids and then you do that. Like, and I don't subscribe to that.
Period.
So I was just like, this isn't for me. Like, I love to work.
Okay.
I sound like Vicki Gunvalson. I love to work. I do. Like, but I hated going to school. I was like, this is just not my journey. Yeah. I need to stop playing like and joking. Like, with who am I kidding? Like, I hate this.
Right.
And I was like moving a lot, like with my mom, because like the recession and everything happened and like we lost our house. So then I had to work more and like, it was just a lot at one time. And I think that kind of like really fucked me up. And so, yeah.
Well, I love that. And listen, you're right. School really isn't for everyone. No, truly, honestly, like it really just isn't for everyone. And I also think like a degree doesn't define your success. Like, it's a piece of paper.
But I think that's also why I love my Instagram journey, because it kind of has opened so many doors and opportunities for me that like I wouldn't have had otherwise. And it's something I didn't know that I wanted to do. But now that I'm doing it, I'm like so fulfilled and so happy. And like, people also need to remember, I don't get paid for my Instagram. Like, people really like to throw that around out there, but I don't.
Project, you guys, this is a passion project. This is literally,
it is like, it's just something I love to do. Like, I have a real job, like that I work 40 hours a week at. Like, yeah,
I think that's so cool, especially the fact that you work 40 fucking hours a week, because I'm like the opposite. So I hate working. I've actually had 1, 2, 3 jobs since I've turned like 16 and a half, and like, I just hate it. Like, I literally, like, I don't like working. This is gonna sound so terrible. I don't like working hard in like certain aspects of my life.
Oh, totally.
And so school, I don't go to school because I want to go to school. I go to school so I have something to do. And I think people need to be honest about that too. Like, there are some people that are in school because there's like literally nothing else to do. Like, it was either I go to school or I work. And I think people have different paths. Or, you know, I meet a sugar daddy and he like lets me settle down and I do absolutely nothing.
I mean, goals. But also what I love about Instagram, not just for me, but I've seen it with so many other people, is that it's given so many other people opportunities to do things that they never would have been able to do. And I think a lot of people shit on influencers or bloggers or whatever. I fucking applaud them. Like, there are some that are super cringy where I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't fuck with the family bloggers that like put their, like the kids, like they have their kids on there and stuff. That shit creeps me out. Like, your kid doesn't need to be doing the savage dance, like, for likes. That shit weirds me out. It really does.
The Austin McBroom family people.
Oh my God, I hate them. I could talk about them forever. Okay.
Family.
It's like that. I don't fuck with people like that. But like, cool, like fashion bloggers, like, yeah. I don't know. I'm like, they put themselves out there. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's kind of hard to just like post like on for Bravo. I'm like, I can't imagine having to look good every day, like keep it together, talk about my personal life. I suck at talking about my personal life.
No, you don't.
I'm like, so I can't even imagine being them. So I just love that it's like opened up so many doors for people, because I think, I don't know, I could talk about this forever.
It's the truth though, because there are so many, like, I literally like just did, I hate to like make a fun of myself, but I just did a final for one of these classes, and I was talking about how like certain people are given opportunities that others aren't. And I think social media has given the opportunity of everyone having like a fair like playing field, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't be able to do my writing or even like this show if it wasn't for Instagram, like people connecting to me and like amplifying my work and whatnot. So I'm here for it.
And people like to shit on it. I don't like, it's super weird. They're like, oh, it's just Instagram. I'm like, okay, then you do it.
Exactly.
And like, then you do it.
Exactly. And if it's just Instagram, why are people making 6-7, you know, figures from it? Like, there are people that make money from it. So people need to calm.
People are just literal haters. Like,
haters, because they work 9-to-5s and they do nothing else. Like,
yeah, nothing. Except scroll Instagram
and look at our feeds, period. Okay.
So have you ever had a vulnerability hangover?
What's a vulnerability? Wait, what the fuck, Samantha? What the fuck? What's this vulnerability? I've never heard of a vulnerability hangover ever.
Are you serious?
No.
Like, I'm totally going to have one after this.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm being, like, so vulnerable with you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, like, where you get, like, anxious after because you're like, oh, my God, what did I even say? Like, I blacked out. Like, when you asked me about my dating life, I was like, oh, my God, what did I even say?
Okay, I get that sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm like, I talk too much and I told them about things that, like, they didn't need to know about. But then like your stories could be helping other people too. Like, there are people that are probably like anxious to get on Tinder and you help them, and I mean that genuinely.
I mean, honestly, like when I first got on the dating apps, like back in like June or July, I set my age to like 45 and I set my max all the way. Ooh. And I ended up, oh yeah, I was going far. And I ended up meeting this great guy. His name is Greek Bay.
Okay.
And he's amazing. Like, we're not dating anymore. We're strictly friends now, because I was like, this is never going to work. You're like 40.
Right.
And you live 2 hours away.
Right.
But like, we had so much fun together. We were like, I would go on his motorcycle and he would take me to dinner. And like, it was like the best. I was like,
period.
This is living.
That is living. And I love that.
Yeah.
I definitely like, I tried the 30 and 40s, but I told myself, I have a rule with myself. I can't date people that are older than my parents. Like, I've hooked up.
How old are your parents?
My dad just turned 44. So like, when it comes to that.
Okay.
So like one time I hooked up with this guy. I can't believe I'm saying this on here. I hooked up with this guy. Like here in this apartment, and you know what he said to me after, and I think it kind of like scarred me low key.
What?
He was like, "Oh, I have kids your age." I swear to God,
I would die.
And I'm like, I just like, oh, sorry, trigger warning, sex. I just like sucked your dick, and you're going to tell me that you have kids my age? Like, that's disgusting. Like,
I would be disgusted.
I was disgusted. I was like, why did you tell me that? Like, What? I was like, okay, you have to go now. Like, the door is right there. But I mean,
and you know what I think helps with dating is if you're really honest about what you want. And like, if you like, when Greek Bay and I had this conversation, I was like, are you seeing other people? And he was like, honestly, yes. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, that's not a big deal. I'll see other people too. And like, we were cool with it and it all worked out. And now I'm like dating someone else and things are going good.
Things are going good and he's fine as hell, y'all. Okay. So, he's so damn fine. Like, I was like, I'm like, you fuck this up. Like, I'm going to have to like.
I'm really trying not to.
Don't fuck it up. You know, Scorpios, we get like, so like, we're like, oh, you have to be like cheating on me or something like that. Like 3 weeks in, I literally, I'm like, there's no way you're staying with me. Like, you just saw me in my regular ass clothes. I didn't even like put anything on for you. And no, you're cheating. So you need to admit it. And it becomes this thing and it doesn't need to go there. But
right.
Those are. Okay. Whew, next question. Speaking of old guys, what are your thoughts on Hannah from Summer House's engagement?
I'm happy for Hannah.
Period.
I think when we got the news, it was a little shocking.
Yeah.
Because we had just been watching her for 3 weeks cry about Luke. Mm-hmm. But now that we're starting to see more of this Des person in the upcoming, like more in the season of Summer House, I think it will make more sense.
Yeah, I agree.
And people say that he looks like Kyle and I don't see it at all.
I just think he looks like an old, fit white dude. When I say old, I don't actually mean old. I just mean like...
He is 45.
Okay, that's a little older. How old is Hannah?
28.
Okay, that's a 17-year age difference. I would do that. Would you do that? I would do a 17-year age difference. I'm watching Modern Family right now, and I would totally do the Jay Gloria thing.
You're very into Modern Family. I'm like very into your journey with Modern Family on Twitter.
It's such a comfort show.
And like, it is.
It's just so good. Christine, her Instagram is Christine Villablanca, right?
Bianca Villa, yep.
God, Bianca Villa. Sorry, Christine.
Yes.
She posted this thing about the dog dying, and I was like, oh my God. And she was like, that's from a year ago. I'm like, no, you're fucking lying to me. Like, the dog from the show died. So I had a little moment about that yesterday. But listen, Modern Family is amazing. But yes, we're happy for Hannah. We're happy for Hannah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have one more question left. And that is, why do you think people hate on Meg with such ferocity? It's odd how hard the haters go for her. So I'm assuming they're talking about Meghan Markle, right?
I would assume, yeah. I had to think about it. I was like, Meg. Okay, Meghan Markle.
I'm Meghan from Family Guy. Meghan Markle.
Why do they hate on Meg so hard? I think because she's just a woman that like lives her truth. Mm. But I also think because just the way it's presented sometimes, mm-hmm. like, oh, she was on Suits and now she's a princess and she's crying about it.
Right.
It's like, okay, but that's really not what happened. Like, if you were to just like quickly glance at the situation and got like the footnotes, that's what you take from it. Sure. Right. But if you really like listen to what she said with her interview with Oprah, or like if you read any of like the blogs or anything like that that talk about the headlines between like the difference between Kate and Meghan and how she was treated, you're like, okay, she has every right to feel however she feels.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's hard for Americans to fully grasp the hate that she received, because in America, I think most people here like her.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we're like, oh my God, she's American and she's a princess and she got Harry, like good for her. Like, I think everybody was really excited, or majority of people.
Right.
But in the UK, like that's not at all her reality. And that was really sad.
She gets a lot of hate, and I think it's rooted also in sexism, racism, just a lot of just like things that shouldn't be occurring. And I don't know if it can be immediately fixed. I think it's going to take a long time for them to like acknowledge that they've done her wrong. I honestly think the only way for some of her haters, not all of her haters, but some of her haters to like actually maybe stop is if the queen publicly, like videotape, whatever the fuck she had to do, came out and said, this is wrong. The media is both sexist and racist, and they're doing way too much when it comes to her. I've had nothing but a great relationship with her. I love her with my grandson, and that's that on that. And I don't know if that will occur. She has, the queen has other matters to tend to, like her fucking husband, who's like literally, never mind. But
he's a corpse.
He literally I just want to like clap in front of his face and then like, you know, maybe he'll.
I just want him to go to sleep.
Yeah, he just needs to go to sleep. I think he's
like, he's 99. Like he needs, like it's time. But also what I took away from the Oprah interview with Meghan and Harry is that they're like still really cool with the queen. I don't think
of that
when they're talking about the firm, they're talking about like the people that like basically control the palace and like what goes on. Like if you watch The Crown, like you kind of see those people, like the handlers, you know? And so I think those are the people they have a problem with, because they're like, I don't think the queen would have an issue with saying anything, but I bet you they're like, no, you can't.
I agree on that.
But also William is racist. Oh, and Charles sucks.
Much so. The fact that they popped out with a black woman like a day or two after, like,
I was like, are you kidding? And then he was like, the royal family is very much not racist. Like, are you sure?
Are you sure? Because you seem kind of apprehensive of answering that. And it was like very odd. Oh,
to be a fucking fly on the wall with him and Kate that night of the interview, I would have done anything.
We're going to get a
recap. You know they were livid. Like, oh, you know that Kate was like,
yeah,
ready to fight.
Because it made her, and rightfully so, she looked terrible. And I rightfully, mm-hmm, she's a fucking bitch. Like, her and her husband. And I wonder if this is going to lead to like other things. Like, I wonder if like people that used to work there are going to like come out and be like, yeah, I experienced this. Or Kate's like best friend from middle school, so they would come out and be like,
well, the thing is people are coming out against Meghan and they're like doing a full-on investigation about it.
Yeah, I don't know what's the...
I'm like, get over it.
Like, what else is there to investigate? Like, the queen just needs to go to Kate and be like, hey, girl, did you make her cry? Yes.
Right.
Investigation over. Like, let's text it in the family group chat. Like, what the fuck do you mean an investigation is gonna... I don't fucking know, but shout out to Meg and Harry. We love them.
I know. I can't wait to see like their new baby. What are they going to name the baby?
Oh my God. They're a cute ass couple too. Like, I just,
they're like really in love. You can just see it.
He loves her. He genuinely, oh, I want a man that loves me like Harry loves Meghan. Like, come on.
Have you seen the like compilation clips of him fixing her hair?
Yeah. I've seen it on
Twitter. Like, that is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It's so fucking adorable. And I need men to follow his fucking lead, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we are going to discuss everything Housewives and Married to Medicine, which I'm super, super excited about. I will let you choose which Housewives franchise you would like to discuss first, and then we'll just go right into it.
Dallas is like freshest on my mind.
Okay, for sure. I saw some of Dallas, but I can tell you what happened in the episode. So we're good.
Okay.
So Dallas this season, I feel like, got a refresh, which I like. I'm loving Tiffany Moon. I'm absolutely, like, loving her, like, vibe on the show and whatnot. Don't really like Brandy. Not really feeling her. Feel like she kind of takes up space. Her husband cheated on her. Boo-hoo. Don't really feel bad for her. But besides that...
Besides that,
the girls were on some type of trip, I'm assuming, right? Like, DeAndre had planned something for them to, like,
meditate. On this past episode?
Yes, on this past episode. Like...
She had the shaman who does extensions.
So...
Come over. Okay, but, like... Okay, if I was them and a man who did like my hair, mm-hmm, was now telling me to meditate and humming in my ear, mm-hmm, I would have not an issue, but it would be hard for me to like go to that place mentally.
yeah,
of like calm and zen. I'd be like, you've literally given me like a balayage treatment. Like, you cannot be serious. So like, I kind of get that, but where I don't get it is Brandy bringing like the Christianity thing into it, where she's like, as your sister in Christ, I would have literally spit on her.
I just, you know what I don't understand?
Your sister in Christ?
Yeah, I'm not understanding that whole thing. And I just feel like me, right? Personally, if I was in her position, right? And I had done something like what she had done when, you know, making a discriminatory video and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'd be the quietest, most humble bitch on the cast. If you guys want to take a roller coaster to Mongolia, or you want to do backflips in the ocean, I'm your girl. If you want me to lick the sand, I'm your girl. Because obviously she wanted her job still, because she didn't quit. She still wanted her job, obviously. She's part of the show. I don't understand that whole, you know, she was really apprehensive. No, fuck that. She would have left. She would have left if she did not want to be on the show anymore. They fired Leanne for it. She would have left as well. So
yes.
Woe is me bullshit with her when it comes to that situation. And for her to say, she felt like the ceremony was like demonic, or alluding to it being demonic, like, girl, well, it was also demonic when you were making fun of Asian people in that video. And your husband's demonic too, because he allegedly was kissing up on that girl in the club. So allegedly, I don't want to get sued. So like, I don't understand that. I feel like you have to
pick. I 100% agree. you took all the words out of my mouth. Like, what the fuck?
Makes no sense.
And for her to like come at Deandra, and Deandra's like, I've actually explored other religions and I keep coming back to Christianity. So actually, I feel like I have more faith. Like, I'm more like solid in my faith than maybe you. And like, Brandy wasn't getting it, because we have to remember, Brandy is a simpleton. She is married to a man that she's been dating since like eighth grade.
That's very true. She doesn't.
She's not worldly. Like, she's not with the program. She is simple.
Yeah.
And dumb.
I totally agree.
And that is why her and Stephanie get along. Because yes. Stephanie, I think this whole nice girl thing, like, you can only play that for so long. And I think Stephanie really, really wants to just be liked.
Mm-hmm.
But picking Team Brandy is not the way to go. And I also think Brandy's like weird obsession with talking about farts like is so fucking like foul.
I feel like she smells so bad. Like I'm afraid.
Like, you know, like I will say I did like her little tiny moment with her daughter when they were talking about her daughter having like a learning disability. I was like, okay, like that's nice, like to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But all of that was quickly taken away by her behavior. And then I felt really sad for Deandra with Mama D at the party.
That was an intense scene.
Mama D like literally hates her guts.
You think like, so?
Mama D hates Deandra.
I feel like she, okay, I can agree to an extent. I do think she hates her. Like, I think she hates, this is gonna sound weird. You know how with Tinsley on Roni, Dale loved that Tinsley was on Roni and she got to like pop in and she was kind of like,
yes.
Okay, I feel like Mama D doesn't like the fact that it's Deandra on the show and not Mama D holding the fake CGI star in the intro. Like, I think she kind of has a little bit of resentment that she doesn't have a star.
I do agree, but to say that your daughter changed her last name to basically get more doors open for her, like on camera to say that, I was like, you're dark. That's a dark spirit.
That is dark. And I feel like that was something like they should have kept between them too. There's certain things I don't want to see on the show, and it's kind of one of them. Like, I don't.
Okay, I kind of loved it. I was like, I want more, but also terrified. I'm terrified of Mama D. And here's the thing, she wanted Deandra to be like Tiffany.
Yeah.
She wanted Deandra to be this like success, and Deandra is a success in her own way.
Hard night, good morning to you.
Does anybody website not found? Like, no offense, but I just think Deandra is honestly like such a free spirit, because like she's married to Jeremy, who's very like peace and love. I'm a photographer. I have all these like, yeah. And she was like a groupie. Like, I don't know.
Okay. How do you feel about Tiffany Moon this season?
Are you kidding? I'm obsessed with her. And I want her to be on her own, like Married to Medicine kind of show. Can you hear that?
No, what is it? Is that Barb?
Can you hear it?
No, I can't hear it, but you said, can you hear that? I'm like, is it Barb?
Yes. Oh my God.
Do you need a moment? I could have paused the recording.
Oh my God. Yeah, just a second.
Sorry, guys, we took a break.
We had to get it together. My cat was spiraling out of control.
He was like, it was the Barb show, and she needed to know that it was the Barb show. Okay, yeah. What else was going on? And so Tiffany Moon, you love Tiffany Moon. You like
love Tiffany Moon. I'm a moonbeam. I think she's so sweet, so smart, and I think she would thrive on a show with other doctors, like a Married to Medicine Dallas, because yes. I don't think the women on this show, like Mama D said last week, like they're all just, they don't work. So they don't understand that like she actually has a real job, mm-hmm. and she has to go to that every single day. And then she was on a Clubhouse with Dave Quinn, like last week, I think Tiffany was. And she's like, I wasn't legally allowed to talk about my job. So she's like, I couldn't really discuss like what I did every day, what time I went to work. She's like, I would go to work at 5:30 in the morning and come home, you know, have dinner with my kids and then leave to go to like a party. And I would have to be home by 10:30. Wow. So she's like, I never got to talk about that because I'm legally not allowed to, because people at my job have like mixed feelings about her being on the show.
I totally agree with you. I actually think she would. You know what's so crazy? Even a Married to Medicine Atlanta, I honestly think she would thrive on that cast too. I think she needs to be around people that actually work, because the concept mm-hmm. of housewives are women who fight over frivolous things, and you know, kind of they're successful business women, maybe working everyday women, but like for someone to work in the medical field and to be on the show, that's kind of like a, you know, that's a really, really important job. And
so, yeah.
To them, frivolous things don't really matter. So when they see her like walking away from something, it might piss them off.
Well, and I also think Carrie Duber would be great with Tiffany on the show.
Yeah, okay.
Because Tiffany, like, or not Tiffany, Carrie actually works. Like, yeah. Carrie's actually like really smart, I think, and like has a job. She's successful.
And money too.
She makes so much money. Oh. And I think like she would be able to relate and maybe stand up for Tiffany. Yeah. Deandra tries to stick up for Tiffany, but no one takes Deandra seriously.
Yeah, but okay, can we talk about like the rebranding of Deandra? Because I was a big, I was a big like Leanne fan when the show started.
Yeah.
What? I was, and you know, now it's kind of like, don't really, not the biggest fan. But I have to say, I did not like Deandra for a while, because I do think she kind of came onto the show and was like, Leanne, please get the fuck out of here. Like, this is my shit. But like, mm-hmm. because everyone is so controversial this season, like you have like, you know, you have like the Carrie Tiffany thing, the Cam Tiffany thing, the Brandy and like trying to play victim thing, that like, she has done a really good job of being like the comedic relief this season. And I absolutely love her for it. Like, I'm obsessed.
Yes, I agree. And I also think she's not the center of like controversy. Mm-hmm. Whereas like before she was with Leanne and it was very much like her and Leanne constantly fighting. So you didn't really get to see a different side to her. And now I think with Tiffany like really makes Deandra shine.
She does. She really, really does. Because I like how Deandra stands up for her. And mm-hmm. I appreciate that, like, because I feel like sometimes people, okay, this is going to go into another topic, but like, I don't like when they bring, like, let's say you're on a show, right? You're on like, you know, VPR, and you bring me on, or Housewives of Beverly Hills, let's just say. And you bring me on, and then like, I'm on, and you like, anytime I'm going through shit, you're like, oh, anyways, like you kind of move on. Like, I like, if you're going to bring your friend onto the show,
be their friend.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but last year I felt like when Denise brought Garcelle on, like, there were so many times where I'm like, girl, why don't you, like, speak the fuck up for Garcelle? Like, why don't you ever say, Lisa, that's really fucked up that you said that? Or, like, stand up to fucking Kyle. Like, why does she always have to go up for her? And fucking Denise would just sit there. Like, that irritates me.
The way that you love Garcelle is, honestly, it's my favorite thing.
I love, 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 love Garcelle so much.
Like, you love her.
I love her. And this is the reason why. I've watched Housewives for so long, like, at an age where I shouldn't have been watching Housewives, right? And I've said I would love diversity on some of these shows, genuinely. And so when they announced that they were having their first Black Housewife, I was like, oh my God. And my family, my mom is Jamaican, so, like, we have, like, that island thing too, because, you know, she's Haitian and whatnot. And I just love how she carries herself. There's something about, like, she's just, like, really classy, but really direct. And I love that. Like,
she's so direct, and I'm obsessed with it. That's why I love her and Sutton together.
Oh my God. Like, I'm this season, I feel like they're going to be, like, just so iconic together. Like, it's going to give me, like, what Randy kind of used to give, how Randy would just be very, very direct and, like, read a room. I feel like Sutton and Garcelle, and I mean this with love, I think sometimes they don't read a room, and they'll literally just say, like, that time when they were at the baby shower, Garcelle was like, Rena, I just love how supportive you are of Erica. Like, anytime you bring up Chicago, you're like, I did that, like, 20 years ago. And then she just stared at her with a smile, like, right, Rena? And Rena was like, what? Like,
I know. Or the time or Garcelle had the lunch with Erica, and she was like, do you and Tom have sex? And, like, she doesn't mean it in a shady way. She's genuinely curious. She's asking questions that we want to know the answers to. Yeah. Or, like, when she met with Sutton, she was like, so are you rich?
Where's your money coming from? Like,
I love it. I think it's so necessary.
So necessary. I feel like she's like, I mean, I'm one of Garcelle's girls. That's what I'm going to call us. Garcelle's girls. And I'm one of them.
I love that. Genuinely. I'm really excited for the season for you. You're really going to blossom.
Because she's going to be there more. Like, I'm obsessed with the fact that, like, she's not going to go, like, film 500 different shows. Like, she's actually, like, having to be there.
Ugh. Yes.
Okay. So, Dallas.
Let's talk about Married to Medicine.
Okay, let's do it.
Because I could talk about that forever.
So, I'm going to just say something real quick, and then I'm going to let you... Have you, like, no, because this is, like, Samantha's show, like, literally Samantha's show, and I love
what her. What are you gonna say?
I'm
scared.
No, this is actually a positive. I think the refresh was necessary. I think this is when a refresh works. I was the,
like, biggest, no Quad or Mariah.
Yeah, I was the biggest Mariah and Quad, like, fan. I was so here for them, and, you know, I do feel like the network kind of did her dirty, but that's neither here nor there. And I was like, oh my God, what are they gonna do? Like Mariah and Quad, kind of like their feud kind of carry the show. And it was so refreshing to watch that first episode. I love the new girl. I'm loving the whole Simone and Jackie. We do like a deeper dive to that. Dr. Heavenly is fucking hilarious. And I don't care what anyone says. I think Toya is, like, needed on the show. I think she's so, like, not aware.
100%.
It's just needed.
And I'm obsessed with her.
I'm obsessed with Toya. Like, she's like...
Like, she's from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Detroit. Like, I just feel like a kindred spirit.
Yeah.
And I, like... Okay. I don't really miss Mariah. Like, I don't feel her presence missed as much. Mm-hmm. But when we got the sneak peek of next week, or, like, this coming Sunday, where we get to see Quad, like, I did get a little excited.
Right.
I won't lie. I was like, oh, like, okay.
Yeah.
And, but, right? Like, that happened, right?
Yes, that happened.
Because I was also rewatching season 3. So I'm like, I'm not sure if, like, everything kind of merged together and, like, it was one.
Quad, and next week's preview, Quad.
Quad is coming back.
Yeah, she's coming back. And you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I think the friend role suits her well. I do.
Agree. She has a Marlo energy about her. Like, yeah. Where I don't even think Marlo needs a Peach. Just as long as she's around, I'm totally happy. Like, yeah. I don't even care. But The Simone and Jackie of it all is really fucking with me.
How do you feel
about I'm devastated. I literally cried.
Are you serious?
I wish I was joking. I'm very invested in their friendship. I cried. The montages that the like editing has been doing. When Jackie said I birthed Michael, like I was the doctor and I wasn't invited to his grad party, I was like heartbroken.
Yeah.
It's heartbroken.
Yeah.
And it just makes me sad because I feel like it's fixed. And you know what I love is that all the other women, even Dr. Heavenly, wants them to be okay. Like none of the women are like, you know, oh, you shouldn't be friends with Jackie. You shouldn't be friends with Simone. They're like, girls, get it together.
Yeah.
Be friends again.
I think that's what I love about Married to Medicine is they truly, because you hear it on Atlanta a lot, and it's sometimes like, okay. But like, they truly do have a sisterhood. Like they are very invested in each other's lives. When they do like the couples trips and like they do therapy, they're like, no, you need to get it together. Your marriage, come on, let's go.
Yes, I love the couples trips. And that's the thing is, so if one of them had a bachelorette party and some shit went down, and they were trying to talk about it, I think I would be more upset because I'm like, okay, they're genuinely good friends, all these women.
Right.
And their husbands are all good friends. Like, they're like a good group of girls. The Atlanta girls, none of them like Kenya.
Yeah, and I also think...
So I'm really like, okay, so you can't expect her to have girl code, you know? But, oh my God, I have a confession.
What's your confession?
I think Cecil is like so hot.
I don't ever want this lady to ever tell me any of my choices are bad because what the fuck?
Are you serious?
I don't think Cecil when he was younger, I saw the photos of them in college and like when they like, okay, but Cecil now, okay, Cecil with the new hairstyle, yes. Here for the new little Jerry Curl or the fuck that is, I'm here for that. But
oh my God, I love him.
Before. Okay, let me try to think. Oh, I like the new girl's husband. He's fine as hell to me.
He is, and he seems really fun.
Yes, he seems like
he's yeah.
down and stuff.
They like seem fun and like cool, and I liked them a lot.
Do you think that was I feel like that was a dig to Mariah Loki. Like her
100%. I thought the exact same thing.
That was a dig. I don't care what anyone
said. Yeah.
That was a
dig. I thought the exact same thing.
I was like, I don't odd. Like, this doesn't really make any sense, but I love her because she's like very okay. This is what I like about some people coming on reality shows. You could tell they're uncomfortable that there are like 500 cameramen in front of them and like the home operator and everything. And her husband, he like was looking around and you could tell he's like, this is a lot, but I'm excited. And they both just seem genuinely excited to be a part of the show.
They seem so excited. And that's something I love is like when they're happy that they're on the show. Also, I like that she's like, yeah, I quit my job and now I'm a blogger and I get free stuff.
Exactly.
So I'm like on it.
She super owns it. And like, she like.
And her kids are cute. I liked when her son was coughing and her husband was like, you cannot do that. We are in COVID.
I just, there's everything about them. Like, I just absolutely love Simone and Jackie thing. That actually makes me sad too, because I think Jackie mentioned that they were working at the same hospital, like during this, like during their friction. That would break my heart if my close friend of 15 plus years was working at the same hospital as me in the middle of a pandemic and I can't even like talk. We can't even.
When they did the montage of them like talking about their dads.
Yes.
I got fucking chills. Like they are sisters.
Literally sisters. And they need to. This.
They need to fix it. I, because when I get pregnant, I'm moving there and they're my doctors. I will bring them together. I will have both of them as my doctor.
Literally. And
I had a DM and she's a girl and she was like, oh my God, Dr. Simone is my doctor. She's like, I'm going there next week for my appointment. I was like, I love that so much. Like, tell me everything. Because I just think Dr. Simone is so funny.
Is.
I think she is like the perfect compliment to Dr. Jackie, who yes. I think is funny in her own way, but she's definitely more serious.
Yes.
And but I just love Simone and Cecil too, and their son Michael. Like, that whole scene was so cute.
There's just like,
and you know the barbecue slaps.
Oh yeah, you girl. One thing about Cecil,
he's not gonna fuck around. When you have like the styrofoam to go,
yeah, he's like there.
Boxes. I was like,
I think what's so cool about Married to Medicine is that I think it really captures Black opulence and wealth very well. Like, I love the fact that they're all very distinguished, successful individuals that are still working on their own shit. Like, they have imperfections, but they mm-hmm. also have things that like are super cool to like aspire to want and whatnot, you know? And Dr. Heavenly is so fucking funny, like genuinely funny.
She's very Phaedra to me. Like, she's yes. so fucking funny. And she knows what she says is like kind of fucked up sometimes.
Yes.
But she knows that she's doing it as a joke. Like,
right.
And her and Daddy. her and Daddy, like, I die for them.
I love them. They're like,
I love them so much. Like, and her glow up.
Yeah, can we talk about it? Because she looks good. She looks.
When I posted the cast photo on my Instagram, people were like, wait, where's Dr. Heavenly? I was like, that is Dr. Heavenly.
That is Dr. Heavenly. She's so like, and you know what? I love the fact that like you have different types of what professional is. Right? You have Dr. Jackie, who's very serious. Mm-hmm. You have Dr. Simone, who's like serious, but like she cracks jokes. And you have Dr. Heavenly, who will call you a bitch and do the best job on your fucking teeth. Like, she takes
yes.
it very seriously. And, like, I love that. Like, just thinking about it, like, I could literally, like, cry. Because Married to Medicine is literally the most perfect show.
And it is. And they show their relationships in the most honest way.
Yes.
Like, we never see on another show.
No, I feel like the show mm-hmm. isn't as, when it comes to the personal storyline, I don't feel like the producers do anything. I really do think it's one of those shows where the producers show up and they're like, okay, so what's going on? Okay, cool. So we're going to film that. Literally. Mm-hmm. Oh, you need to have a conversation about this. Like, I just love how honest they are with each other. And I think to be in that group, you have to be honest. You can't lie. You can't like try to cover up things. I think that's the reason why Quad's relationship within the group sometimes was like questioned, like her allegiance to their sisterhood, because there were times where she didn't want to share so much about her marriage. And I think the girls genuinely like gave a fuck about her marriage and wanted to make sure that she was okay, which you don't see on reality shows often. So
no, and I never really feel like they're bringing up like a Teresa thing, like how she's bringing yeah. up the cheating rumors with Jackie. Like, she's not doing it they would never do that to like hurt someone else.
Exactly.
They're just like, this is what's going on, and we want to know, are you okay? Like, what's happening? Let's talk about it. Your husband, he's going to come over. Cecil's going to make him a drink. We're all going to talk about it.
And it's going to be okay. You're not going to.
And I love watching them and cope with the COVID situation.
Yes, because they're.
That's so refreshing.
Oh my God. Because I don't like how we have COVID being brought up on these shows. And it's not taken seriously, in my opinion. Like, Jersey doesn't exist. I guess coronavirus actually skipped over the state of New Jersey because
it did.
None of them, like...
They were in a packed restaurant last week. In
a packed restaurant. Like, it makes
I was like, sense. Okay, they were... I'm like, I haven't been to a place like that in a year. Like, what do you mean?
Makes zero sense to me. Zero.
Makes zero sense. And it's like, let's not even pretend, like... That's the thing, like with New Jersey, I'm like, don't even talk about COVID because you don't give a fuck.
Exactly. You're one of those people.
Like, you have Daddy and the rest of Married to Medicine, like, having to take their clothes off in the garage. And that's another thing that I wish the women of Dallas would understand is Tiffany is working in a hospital during fucking COVID and is still filming and has two little girls and a husband.
Exactly. I agree.
She's busy.
She's completely busy. And I just love how they show that, like, because
and they're all wearing N95s.
Okay. Not the fucking clear mask like Cynthia had at her.
Some of them do wear the visor, but I do think they're tested all the time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
So I trust it. I trust them because they're doctors.
I honestly feel like they might get tested, like, if not every day, every other day, because they're
100%.
Will enter from a reality show. Like, the real, they're just, I just absolutely love them. You know what? I can say this. I'm not the biggest Contessa fan, but I like her this season. And
I was just going to say that. I'm not kidding. Because you and I talked about Contessa. We were like, we're not really feeling her.
We won't go there.
But I'm liking her.
I think this season has made everyone seem more human to me. I have to say it. As a Mariah fan, I think that she had a tendency to want to produce a lot, as in like be kind of like embellish and like kind of plant things and then run away. And I think that her and Contessa clashed, because I also think Contessa had a tendency to kind of do the same thing, like kind of stir the fucking pot and then run away or like hype someone up. So without Mariah and Quad there, Contessa like has to deal with her own shit, and it's refreshing. Mm-hmm. And I'm really rooting for her and Dr. Scott, I think his name is, because I like them. I think they're a really, you know, cool couple, and I love their house. So
yeah. Okay.
House is what I just love about
that. Oh, we gotta talk about Toya.
Okay.
I am living for Toya's like Stepford wife journey that she's on with the golf cart and the tennis. I'm obsessed with it. She's like very into tennis. She is loving her new life. She is living in the burbs. She is like all about it. And I love that for her. And her husband, Eugene, thinks she's insane.
I love the fact that like she's one of those people that is so straight up and says like, I want to be rich and I really don't want to do shit besides being a mom, which is a full-time job in itself. But besides that, I want to like...
Mm-hmm. It's refreshing.
It's refreshing because she's so honest. Like, you can't hate people that are honest about what they want. Like, she's really one of those people that just wants to relax. Like, same bitch, same. Like,
I know. She just wants to, like, play tennis, drive her golf cart around, have drinks with the girls. Like she just wants her life to be easy. And I'm like, I get it.
She's like, everything. Like, you can't hate Toya. Like, if you do, you're a weirdo. Because she's...
When, in the beginning, I think no one really fucked with Toya, like, season one. Because it was, like, way too much. But... I think watching her and Eugene's like journey.
Right.
It was
and they're very
transparent. It's nice to see her.
They're very transparent. Like they owed money.
Very.
They've moved like every season. So like
they rented that big ass house. That was stressful. I was stressed.
Was that the one where her and Simone got into that fight at that Halloween party? Was it that
house? Yes. Yeah.
That big
ass. But I just love it. Like, and her kids are home and they're just like eating chicken and she's like coming in with her little tennis outfit. I don't know. I'm loving it so much. I love Married to Medicine because I don't feel as stressed watching it because I know that they're good people.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are genuinely like horrible people. I agree with that.
No. Like, I think they're all really good people. They just are messy.
Yeah. But it's like, they're messy. Like, I think like, they have to pact with each other that they're like, we're not gonna let anyone come in here and infiltrate our sisterhood. Like, I think they have a genuine bond. And I also think, which is kind of refreshing to see, I think they all love being on the show. None of them act like they don't need the show or the show is beneath them. You know what I mean? Like, they
they enjoy it.
They enjoy it, which I love. Okay, so you want to talk about Atlanta next, since we're already in Atlanta with Married to Medicine?
Look at that little segue.
I love a transition, bitch. I did that, period. That was like...
You really did. That was good. You're like, well, we're already in Atlanta.
Let's talk about the Peach State even more. Like,
I love it. What are your thoughts in Atlanta? I know you have a ton.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all...
Okay.
Atlanta was... one of the first, if not the first housewife show that I watched, okay?
It was mine too.
I mean, isn't it like its impact on pop culture? I don't think people talk about that enough. Like, it's literally one of the greatest and most iconic shows, television shows. I'm not just talking about reality TV, television shows, period, like of all time. Like, it's done so much for the culture. With that being said, It sucks this season. And we have to admit that. We have to come out and say, mm-hmm. this season is not working. And there's a number of reasons why it's not working. And we're going to go down those reasons.
Okay.
Number one, Five Peaches does not work for me. It does not work for me. It just doesn't. It's awkward to watch them in the intro with someone posing like this, and then someone posing like this, and then someone posing like, it just looks awkward. It looks, I hate it. I don't know why there are Five Peaches. I think that Five Peaches is unnecessary. We're not in 2010 where Five Peaches would work. I want 6 or 7. Come on, let's amp it up.
I agree. I think the same with a lot of the franchises. Like, 5 just doesn't work.
No.
Unless your cast is like solid, like really, yeah. really good.
Like New Jersey season 3 or 4 or 1 and 2. Like, unless you're mm-hmm. doing that, I don't want just Five Peaches.
I agree. I
also think what's made the whole experience kind of meh, I don't like the fact that like having a peach means you're like the baddest bitch in the room where no one can talk to you crazy. I feel like when it comes to like Marlo and her dynamic with the women, I feel like there are times when they use that, whether they're saying it on camera or not, over her. Like, well, I'm a full-timer, you know, I'm a peach holder. Like, you're just a friend to the show. Like, I wish like it...
I totally agree.
You agree with that, right? Like, I
yeah.
like, I don't know. Like, when it comes to reunions, I don't...
Because your peach can be taken.
Exactly. Speaking of, I feel like Portia, who is one of... You know, she's a fan favorite. We can say that.
She's Bravo's darling.
She's definitely Bravo's darling. She's up there with Giselle... how Bethany was at a certain point with Bravo, Caroline Manzo, because I know Bravo still loves her. Not enough to give her a full-time contract, but you know, they love her to an extent.
I don't think Caroline would come back, to be honest.
She needs to come back. I think it's like far gone. I think it's like, mm-hmm. we get it, you know, you're Italian, you have red hair. All right, cool, let's move the fuck on. Sorry, okay. I forgot it's gray now or something like that.
Okay. But I would think it would be interesting because Dolores is still really close with Caroline.
Yes. Now, okay.
So that would be kind of interesting.
Okay. A little segue. I'm not going to lie to you. That would be interesting. But to me, the only way I would watch that is if they brought Dina back, because Dolores hates Dina and Caroline doesn't get along with Dina. And I also feel like Teresa and Dolores aren't as close as Dolores puts out there. Anyways,
back to Portia.
Back to Portia. I feel like it's gone to her head. I feel like she's so passive and she doesn't like, she does what Nene used to do. And when Nene did this, it irritated me. Nene got to a point where anyone that came at her was her enemy. They weren't people just coming to her sincerely with an issue. They were her enemy and she was above it and they were ruining her bubble. And you know, she was a star of the show. There wouldn't be a show if it wasn't for her. And I feel like I can see that within Portia. And we need to stop it now before it gets worse, because I can't watch it no more.
I agree, and I'm devastated to say that I agree with this. Like, because I love Portia. I think Portia's beautiful and funny and smart and love the work she's been doing with Black Lives Matter. And I think all of that is amazing. I just think her thing with Kenya is so fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Like, it's clear that she just hates Kenya so much that Kenya could cure cancer mm-hmm. and Portia would find an issue with it. It's like with this whole thing, like her befriending Marlo, Kenya befriending Marlo, Portia's finding a problem with it. I'm like, oh my God, like who cares?
And it's just like when Nene stopped talking to Marlo because she befriended Kenya as well. And it literally had everything to do with the show. It had nothing to do with a personal problem. It has to do with the show. I feel like Portia's in competition with herself. And I don't mean that in a positive way. I think Kenya has now become so used to her role as the quote unquote villain. She doesn't mind it anymore. I think in her eyes, she just wants to make a great show. Regardless, mm-hmm. I don't want to be a part of anything that's mediocre. I can see her as one of those women that are like, I don't want to be a part of anything that's fucking mediocre. We need
Amber. She's from Detroit too.
Exactly. See,
there's right. a picture of her hanging up in a Mexican restaurant downtown.
She's an icon out there. I
mean, yeah.
And like,
yeah. Listen, no, like hard. Kenya's like legit.
People don't talk about that enough. Like, she's a fucking legend. Like,
Like, she's a, yeah, like, she is a legend, and she was, like, all over the place in the 90s. Like, people knew Kenya Moore.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Candy has that respect for her, mm-hmm. because Candy kind of grew up in the same kind of time with Escape and stuff, so she probably maybe ran in the same circles or kind of knew who Kenya was. And if Candy doesn't like you, I don't really fuck with you.
I agree.
So the fact that Candy sees something in Kenya, like, I really, really, there's something there then.
It's funny you brought that up, because I saw these photos that kind of went viral on Twitter of people presenting at the Soul Train Awards, and there was a, it was like in 1995 or six, and it was a picture of Kenya presenting, and then the next picture, it was Candy presenting at the same award show.
Like, really?
They were there at this, on the same exact night. And it just grows to show you, like, they, like you said, they literally probably ran in the same circle. So she probably does have the respect for her. Also, like, you have to give it to Kenya. Like, she's never given us a bad season. I don't think I could ever, even season 10, when she was so closed off, she still gave us a good season. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's ever been a
season. I agree.
Yeah, she's.
And she's kind of given us more storyline than Portia ever has.
Sure, I, looking back at it.
But people don't want to think about it like that, because no. they just want to put Portia on this, like, pedestal. But I'm like, no, like, Kenya's kind of, like, bared her soul on the show.
Bared?
The only thing that she didn't do is get married on the show.
And people hated her for it. And
I think
hated her for it. And, you know, what's so crazy about that is I definitely do agree. I feel like Portia hasn't been super honest about her journey as well. But I was just talking about this in the Clubhouse room, right? So the whole thing happened because, okay, I stopped watching. I was watching Housewives, and then I stopped watching season 9 because I think it was like my senior year of high school, and I was kind of like, I have other shit to do and I'm not really into it. It's too dark for me, right? And that whole reunion happened where it was exposed that Phaedra's the one who told Portia about everything. And Phaedra was my fave, and then Portia was a close second. So after that, I was like, oh my gosh, Portia was lied to. I, like, love Portia now. She came into the 10th season, in my opinion, doing exactly what she needed to do, because she made everyone love her after she literally accused this woman of attempting or, you know, allegedly, you know, trying to drug her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, she was accusing her castmate of that.
Exactly. Someone who was really there for her and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I remember, myself included, being like, Candy, just get over it. Like, Portia has grown so much. Like, why isn't Candy filming with her? Why did Todd at that one event that Candy had for her Essence cover, why did he have to call out Portia like that? Like, Portia doesn't have any friends. I feel so bad for her. And it fucking flipped. And by the end of the 10th season, I mean, she even wore a crown to the reunion. Like, she kind of knew, like, her role. She kind of knew, like, people, she got the public's favor, and now she was like the absolute fan favorite. And I said this the other day, and I will stand by it. When Kenya left, quote unquote, the show season 11, Portia took over that role as the pot stirrer. She was the one who, like, started shit for no reason, was the pot stirrer, literally just got in everyone's mug, everyone's business, yet no one hated her for it. Like, honestly, like, they hate
mm-hmm.
So. Just saying.
Just saying. Yeah, see, I think people, it's so important to, like, look back at the history of the show sometimes and, like, remember these things.
Yes.
But I also think the fandom surrounding Housewives in general, like, I do think it's kind of fun to be like, oh, I'm team, you know, Candy or team whatever. But I, just because I'm team Candace doesn't mean I hate Monique. Or just because I am more on Kenya's side, it doesn't mean I hate Portia. I just definitely don't agree with how she's handling this whole Bolo situation. Like, girl, you fucked him or something.
Admit it. Like, no one, I think people would actually love her more if she was like, yeah, I fucked him. And?
Yeah, and? Like, okay, you heard it. That's weird.
That's crazy. I feel like she could have.
But Tanya being like, oh my God. Like, Tanya, get out of here. What are you even doing? Like, you're a non-event.
She didn't need to be on the show. I don't think it was.
No, they tried so hard to, like, make her a thing that I was just like, no.
Because they offered her, like, Shamari's peach. It was, like, between her and Shamari. And I think because Tanya declined it is the reason why Shamari even got a peach that one.
Which, by the way, I loved Shamari. Yeah. I don't understand why she wasn't coming back. I don't get that.
I do think it has to do with their, and it's not even their production company, because that production company also does Potomac and they have 7 wives. I think like the network just does not want more than 6 full-time housewives on Atlanta. I don't know if it's because Kim Zolciak was on that one season where they had 7 housewives for like a few episodes and they're just scarred or something, but like they refuse. Like 7 housewives would make Atlanta the most interesting show on Bravo.
I wonder if it has something to do with like their salaries.
Oh, you're right.
Like if they don't have the money, because I know Kenya, or not Kenya, I know Candy gets paid a lot.
A lot. Like I think
she came on season 2. People also forget that. Like she's been on for a long fucking time.
Literally.
Yeah.
An OG at this point. Like she literally is. Like
she really is. Like she, I loved her like little game, like being annoyed with everyone that they weren't playing when they were at the beach house. She was like, can we just like solve this murder?
Yeah, literally.
No one wanted any part of it.
That was a really interesting game. Can't lie to you. I don't think I would have been as a fan of it. I love Marlo this season. Obsessed with her. Like,
I'm obsessed with her.
She's my favorite housewife.
She's my favorite. Like, I would die for her.
Same.
She, the way that, like, I love hearing about her life with her nephews, mm-hmm. like on Instagram too. She'll be like, oh, you made honor roll or something. I'm like, you're so cute. I love you so much. I love seeing that side of her.
It made her more likable.
Likable.
Yeah. And I
just. Because she was not likable in her first season. Like,
I liked her that season when she read.
Listen, I think she's hilarious.
Okay. But she was mean. Okay.
But in that time, you weren't like.
True.
You were like, what the fuck? You know, like, why are you coming so hard? And now I rewatch it, I'm like, oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah,
you're right. I do agree with that. Love her. How do you feel about Drew and Latoya?
Drew, I go back and forth about. Mm-hmm. I think she's a little phony.
Okay.
Because I don't know, like her telling Latoya that she has a perfect husband
made no sense.
I was like, that doesn't make any fucking sense, because we just literally saw you confront him about why he was in Tampa for 4 days. Like, why are you trying to sell him as this like great guy all of a sudden? Like, he's a piece of shit and we all know it.
Yeah.
And Latoya, I think, is like, she's working for her peach.
Working for it.
Working. Like, she is like, when she made fun of Portia's walk, I screamed.
She's hilarious.
Like, she, because she reads people, but the read is usually never wrong.
No. Is that
I like she's not just pulling shit out of her ass. No. It's kind of like how Brandi Glanville used to do it. Like, when she dragged Lisa Rinna for having bad wigs. She was like, you had the same haircut and the same wig for like 20 years. And now guess what?
Yeah.
Rinna changes her hair all the time.
All the time. Because and
Brandi made fun of Eileen's weird house, called it American Psycho. The next season, Eileen was renovating.
Okay.
Like they're accurate. Like they're not making this up. It's just mean. It's just, I mean, it's not very nice.
Right. And it's the truth. And what I like about her, is that she doesn't really have an allegiance to anyone. She's kind of like, if I see something, no. I'll say it. And I think that's, you need someone like that on the show. I have a good feeling they're gonna like come at her at the reunion hard. But like, Bravo, please don't fire her, because like,
Kenya's going to drag her.
Drag. She said it on the Speak on It. Like she said,
what did they say on this?
Oh, okay. So let's bring that up. So there were two major things on there that I thought was very fascinating. The first thing,
okay.
Was, she brought up the fact that she didn't like what Latoya was saying, and she was like, I got something for that ass, basically. So I think she's going to read her a little bit, but listen, if I was Latoya, I would like be apologizing profusely. I think in Latoya's head, she thinks like Portia's going to ride for her, and it just doesn't work like that. Like Portia, like you needed to show more loyalty to Portia to be one of Portia's pals. Like you need to be more, you know what I mean? So I don't think that's going to happen. The second thing that was brought up, which I thought was fascinating, was she basically And I, honestly, Candy could have taken this out, but she didn't, which makes me know that this is probably 100% the truth. There was a scene at Todd's birthday party. Todd's whole entire birthday party was cut out, but there was a scene where they addressed the fact that supposedly Portia was in this group chat with other people. I don't know if it was other girls on the show or just other people in general, but she was basically mad that Candy was also contributing to the BLM movement because she was like alluding that Candy was going to take away her shine from like her own storyline. Like it was going to take away from what she was going to do. And Kenya said that's the reason why she made that comment about them like purposely getting arrested. Now, let me preface this with saying, I think Portia has done amazing work with BLM. Like you stated earlier, like she's done a lot. Personally, from my perspective, I do believe that she did that. Because I'm not saying that you can't like stand up for your people and like, you know, be a part of this movement. Like I think in June, a lot of us had a reckoning of like, we need to speak up more about the injustices we face that we see other people face. But I do think that Portia definitely kind of changed her whole image as a result of this. And I can kind of see her getting mad that Candy was stealing her thunder. Candy didn't deny that it happened either. So, I mean.
And I think Candy would if it didn't happen.
Exactly.
I've heard little rumblings about Portia behind the scenes that she's kind of like a thirst monster. And now Kate Chastain isn't a part of chat room anymore.
Kate Chastain has alluded to some.
Yeah. And like, because when you think about it, Kate pitched that show to Bravo. Like, that was her idea.
I didn't know.
Yes. That. Yes. So the fact that she's not a part of it anymore.
Is she? Maybe we'll talk after. Because I do have questions about that. Because there was a Clubhouse room where I was in it and you were in it.
When Kate talked about it a little bit, right? Or something?
No, I wasn't in that one. But she was talking about a certain... What do you call it? Home decor line from one of the housewives.
And oh my God, that was so funny.
She was.
No, we're gonna say it. She was talking about Portia's pampered line.
Yeah.
And she shaded it. She was like, I mean, do you know of any sheet company or like bedding companies that don't have white sheets that are good? Like she was, and the thing about Kate is she genuinely doesn't give a fuck. Like she will. If she has an issue or something, like she's going to talk about it. She does not care.
And I definitely would love to know what that was about, but I can see that because I've also heard that Portia allegedly is not really easy to work with, shows up late to things and demands things to be taken out and whatnot. So
yeah,
anyway.
But okay. And then Dennis is a goblin.
I can't stand him.
I'm like, I'm glad that we kind of got to see like some closure with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want to sit here and pretend that Porsche is like obsessed with him and in love with him.
Because she's not.
Like, he gave her a baby. I think that they were in love, but he fucked up. And like, it just didn't work out and it's fine.
Exactly. Shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
Shit happens. Well, let's hope Atlanta brings it for the reunion. What happened?
They will. Oh, what I was going to say was, I can't believe that he was like, you're 40. And she was like,
told her that? I was like,
the audacity.
The audacity of this man.
Literally. I think it's like, okay, so he's from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is.
Toya.
Yes.
And Kenya.
Yes.
And they all have these three things in common is they just say things.
Yes, they don't think about
and it. I have that problem too, mm-hmm. where I don't even think it's being blunt. Like you're just like I would totally look at someone and be like, so why did you get divorced?
Right.
Like I don't think it's like it's not shade. Like I'm not trying to like
be rude,
you know, be shady or be mean or anything. I'm just like literally wondering. So I bet you he was just like, you're 40. Like, what is the problem? Or like with Kenya being like, literally anything Kenya says. Because even Toya at a reunion, a Married to Medicine reunion, Andy brought it up to her. He was like, you're just like really forward. And she was like, yeah, I'm from Detroit. I think that's just like how we talk here.
And it must be a Detroit
thing. Because my friends always tell me that my delivery is like my friends that aren't from Michigan, they're like, your delivery is terrible.
Really?
I'm like, is it? They're like, yeah, Sam, like the way you just say things. I'm like, oh, like when I was on my first date with Joe, I literally looked at him and I was like, I thought you'd be like really boring. I'm really shocked you're not. And he was like, are you serious? I was like, 100% serious. And my friend was like, I can't believe you just fucking said that to him. I was like, what do you mean?
Just a comment.
I thought he was going to be boring.
Girl, that is really funny. Because I'm kind of like one of those people that has to like, I have to be like, okay, I don't want you getting offended, but like, okay, like don't even get mad, but like, and I'll say like three of those things and then I'll actually say what I want to say. So shout out to the Detroit people, because you guys like say it like you mean it. Like,
we're a mess.
A freaking mess in the most beautiful way possible. Okay. Oh, before we like wrap everything up, Jersey. What are your thoughts on Jersey this season?
I'm loving it. I don't really get why people hate it, or I don't really get the hate for it. I'm really enjoying it. I love seeing the men together. I think that's so, I think if we didn't have that to kind of like bring the comedic relief sometimes, it would be like a little too much.
Right.
I love Jen Aiden. I love her like storyline with her family. I find that to be fascinating.
Her husband's really cute too. Agree?
Stop. Are you trolling me?
No, I swear to God. You don't think he's cute?
I Bill? Think
he's a doctor. I'm not gonna lie to you. Anyone who's a doctor, that makes me look at you like you're the most sexy.
Well, and I think he's like a good husband.
Yes.
Yeah. But Evan.
Evan is really fine.
Evan is so hot. I literally at BravoCon, I mean, this is not a joke.
Okay.
I was in line to get in with Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And Evan Goldschneider walked by and I literally screamed like it was like in sync. I was like, Evan Goldschneider. And I like waved at him. He was like so happy to be there. And he like was waving at everybody. And everyone in the line was like, who is that? I was like, who is that? I go, why are you even here? Like, that's Evan Goldschneider. Like, what do you mean? And then when I met the Jersey cast at BravoCon, they were so nice.
Oh, I love that.
Jen Aiden is literally this big.
Really?
Literally, she is the smallest person. Dolores is more beautiful in person. Absolutely stunning. Marge is exactly how she is on the show. Mm-hmm. Jackie's so tiny too. Like so tiny, but very nice.
Love that. I love this.
Yeah.
I think they're all
Very underrated.
Yeah.
When we talk about
cohesive cast, I feel like people bring up New York, Atlanta, Potomac a lot, but they don't ever bring up Jersey. Like they work.
Jersey has given us like some iconic moments. Like Jersey's just solid. I feel like it's just a solid show.
Yeah, they've had way more good seasons than bad seasons. I think they've only had one season that's like kind of off, and that's 7. I even think season 6 is not that bad, to be honest
with you. Well, and I get a little, I don't know if you feel this way, but sometimes like the fans are a little frustrating because they're like, oh, the houses are boring. I'm like, then why are you watching? Like, then what do you want to see? Because not every season's going to have a table flip. Not every season's going to have, like, I enjoy it.
I do too.
You know, I definitely think there are some houses that need to go. I think some cast shakeups, like with, I think, OC especially. needs to go.
Emily needs to fuck.
What are your thoughts on Miami coming back? Did you watch Miami?
I did. I watched only the first season, but I saw clips of season 2 and 3 when it was on. I liked Adriana girl. I liked her a lot. Mm-hmm. I liked her. I want Larsa Pippen back because I feel like she has the most interesting thing going on right now. Wait, I think Samantha's like the biggest Scottie Pippen fan. I wanted to address that with you. So how is that like, is that really like a thing?
That's a real thing. So I know nothing about sports and I watched The Last Dance. I'm not joking. I've watched it 3 times.
And you're
upset. And I would bust it wide open for Scottie Pippen. Like, I love him.
So are you?
I love him.
Are you a Larsa anti? Like, does she get under your...
Oh, I'm disgusted. I'm like, how could this woman treat my husband this way?
She needs,
like, how dare you?
She has a lot of interesting things going on. I want her, Adriana, I don't really know the rest of them, but
I want Alexia to come back. I really, really, really liked Alexia.
Seems like
Etcheverria, she was like,
or something like that.
She's what?
Her last name was like Etcheverria or something.
Yeah, she had a really long last name, and she was like the blonde, like really blonde one. I think her husband died or got murdered.
Okay.
Because I think there was like a, I don't know, there was like some things going on there. I don't know. I guess. And then I heard Leah Black is moving back to Miami for a little bit, so who knows, she might be on it.
How do you feel about Wendy Williams saying she wanted to be a friend on that show? Would you would you want
No. No, 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 no. I like Wendy Williams. I know she has her problems, but I love her.
I love her. Her documentary was everything.
But I don't want her on Housewives because I think she would produce too much and it would be like, I just wouldn't like it.
You would also,
I kind of don't want like actors on the show.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Because except Garcelle.
Well, duh, it's the Garcelle show. I mean, come on, you can't like dislike Garcelle on the Garcelle show. That's why we watch it, is because of Garcelle. No, literally, because I know, I have a good feeling she's gonna leave after the season. Like, I'm done watching. Like, I'm not gonna religiously
watch. You think she's gonna be done?
Oh, absolutely. There was like these blind items alluding to it, but the reason why I think she's gonna be done is I feel like the ladies have really not wanted to get to know her, and I don't know if that's because of the Denise thing where they felt like she was writing for Denise a lot and like they're not fucking with that, or if like she rubs them the wrong way, or if they're scared to like slip up and say something offensive. But like, they literally will only post photos when she's not around, or they'll like, it's so weird. And like, I hate to like feed it, like read into it too much, but I'm like,
Crystal, no, but it's weird.
It's weird. Like, they don't even like her photos like that. They barely comment. Like, she got
a she's a cast member.
Yeah. Like, and she got that Harper's Bazaar cover. And I found it so weird to like, none of them were like, I'm sorry, Lisa Rinna released some fucking lipsticks, and you would think like she released a new strain of weed. Like, they literally all reposted it and they were going,
I know.
And she had a Harper's Bazaar cover, and they were like, love, heart. Like, one heart, or like what? Like,
that's it. Imagine if Erica did that.
Oh my god, yes, queen. Oh my gosh, hunty, you're so cunty. I like love it. Not as other bullshit. Like,
well, you know, I hate Erica so much, so I
can't stand her. So I'm hoping,
I hope Sutton and Garcelle like just fucking shake it up.
They need to. They need,
because I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. I'm over
it. Even though, I mean, I'll watch it religiously, I'm over it.
I'm so over it. And I honestly think like they are, because I peeped that Erica not liking her photos thing for a while. And I'm like, this is odd. For like 3 months straight, I had nothing better to do. I'll say it. I'm like, 3 months straight, a single photo of hers. And she's even like Garcelle's photos. Like, I'm like, this is odd. And then when it came out that Sutton was like questioning her about her marriage, I was like, I just feel so good. Cause Sutton is such, and I mean this with love, Sutton is such an asshole in the best way possible, that like, it just works. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm really excited too. We'll see. And I'm so, in that article that was just put out by Hollywood Life, they said that Erica's gonna talk as much as she can about her situation, that of what she's allowed to discuss. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how much is that? How much are you really allowed to discuss?
You know what? I was thinking about that too. But let's not forget that little phone text message thing that she leaked. Like, I want to see how that plays out on the show. Because remember, that was when they were filming, when she was like, this is Judge Trisha and she fucked my husband for all these years. Like, yeah.
She's spiraling on social media.
You noticed like her Twitter last night scared me, when she was like, I just love everyone for joining like the Erica Jane experience and like showing me love. And I'm like, are you like, what are you about to do? Like, I'm not trying to be funny.
Like, are you okay?
Literally, like, are you okay? Because like, something's not clicking.
Something's not adding up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Something's off, but okay. Well, I feel like we wrapped up. I feel like we've talked about like every show known to man.
Yes, we have.
I really do appreciate you for coming on here. I like love you so much. I appreciate it. We had such a good conversation, and I can't wait for all these shows to come out so we can talk more.
I know. I hope you'll have me back.
Of course, girl. I'm gonna have you back. I know.
This is. I'm gonna be a series regular.
Yeah, how about that? You're like the series regular to the show. Girl, this is not an in-demand podcast. Whenever you feel like coming back.
We'll you're so funny. It. No, it was so much fun. I cannot wait to see what you do in the future. You're going to thrive. You're a star.
You're so sweet. Well, I really appreciate that. And listen, you folks, this has been the Bitchipedia Podcast with Jonathan Chandler. And I hope you bitches have a good day. Bye-bye.